We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time for the Morning Take with Boyce Olson. Good morning, Boyce.
Good morning, Maxie. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. I'm watching, you know, as the... as our groups get together, when you see what's going up north, I see Governor Walz has said he has no intention of, with the Enbridge situation, of bringing the National Guard there. How do they, do you even know, is there a trigger point there where they say this is enough, and what constitutes when he makes that move?
Well, I think we're a long way from that because of the politics. Obviously, bringing in the National Guard is going to be very unpopular for the governor. He got a lot of pushback the last time he even used the National Guard in the Twin Cities. So I think if there's violence, he will definitely, he would bring him in. But local law enforcement has been very good up there. And it's one of these questions is how long can they sustain that protest? And do they really think President Biden's really going to change his mind suddenly on this project? And, you know, I always want to mention, Mike, that Enbridge is a sponsor of the newsletters. But as you watch the situation up there, the project's been approved. It's going forward. And so you just wonder, what are we still protesting?
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to play out because you don't get, you know, it's strange because when it happens somewhere else in the state, you don't get a good feel for it. Down here in the cities, so many things happen this year, and then you get a feel for it, but it's hard to up there. Higher education agreement, ready for action with the legislature, perhaps. What do you see? What do we need to know?
Higher ed is one of the things the House and the Senate can agree on. Mostly, they're just dividing up a budget target that all the leaders agreed to. I think it means that, you know, there's not going to be a tuition freeze, but, you know, the college and university system, both the university and Minnesota State, suffered because of the pandemic. And so I think the idea is to try to not necessarily make them whole, but help bridge that gap and hopefully they can get back to normal. One of the big issues for the long term, Mike, is this gap of kids. Do we get back to pre-pandemic enrollment levels, both local kids and national and international kids come into the university and come into those other schools, because that is where things have changed. Kids are staying closer to home. And, you know, it was already a tough model. And how do you keep it sustainable in the long term? I think those are some big questions we'll see over the next few years.
Well, I mean, you're a parent and you understand this with a child just graduating from high school. But a couple conversations in the last couple of days, I was talking to one parent. They said that their kid had finished their freshman year at Madison, had a wonderful time. But they said the key was a month into it, we got them out of the dorms into an apartment because they were so locked down. Then life got good. And I was talking to another parent and they said when my son decided they weren't going to go back and play junior hockey, he just enrolled at Normandale and took the online courses because why not? You couldn't go anywhere. Everything was locked down. There's a whole lot of things here that could shift in terms of online students and community colleges versus four-year schools. I mean, there's a whole lot that's going to be studied in this upcoming year.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of more pragmatic thinking about what's affordable, where do you go online. These kids now have a little flavor for online learning. And so are they going to be more comfortable with that? And, you know, you can't deny the economy and how, you know, a kid's parents may have been like 2 years ago, no problem, go to college. Now, maybe the pandemic was tough on them. So it is shaking the system. But right now in the budget deal at the legislature, they'll get what they need to keep all the campuses open and hopefully get enrollment back to where they need it to be.
Give me a little inside baseball on this. As we talk about the possibility of eviction and people that live in apartments and they can't make their payments for some of the same reasons that you just mentioned, and you want to keep them housed, you want to keep a roof over their head, and if you're sitting there as a landlord, you're going, that's all great, but I'm losing money on this project now. Is the key for landlords to have a great lobbying plan? Is the key what? How do you come to some kind of a mutual agreement on something like this that's profit and loss?
It's pretty simple. There's millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in rental assistance given to the state by the feds. The state has to get that money out the door into the landlord's hand, into the renter's hands to pay their rent. That program has had a lot of delays, and that is probably the biggest issue right now with the way it is getting people into that system, get their rent there, and make sure people are made whole. And it's up to the state and the administration to do that. And, you know, frankly, Mike, they've been very slow in that so far. And if they can't speed it up, then I don't know what they do, because these residents, especially the bad actors that they can't kick out, are really, you know, starting to cause problems for the other neighbors who want to stay living there.
Yeah. Good stuff as always, boys. Appreciate it this morning. Stay cool.
I will. Talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.